For a moment, Anya felt completely disoriented. She'd never encountered a snowstorm before that so abruptly cut visibility to where she couldn't see her fingers if she stretched out her arm. The wind swirled around her. The cold cut at her exposed face like a bee swarm. She blinked ice-laden lashes to clear her eyes. Through the soles of her boots, she could still feel the death rumble of the avalanche's aftermath.
Move to the inside of the trail!
Prasad's small figure appeared from the enfolding white. It had a reassuring sense of balance and solidity to it.
Pull your goggles back down! They have yellow lenses! You should still see well enough!
Anya nodded and obeyed. More than any other trait, her ability to keep her head in a lethal crisis had kept her alive. It had saved her on several occasions, even before she received the unexpected and unasked-for gift of the Sword of Joan of Arc. Pan loomed up beside her, dark and solid. He put an arm around her. It felt strong and secure. She melted against his chest in a fervent hug. She didn't like to think of herself as a woman who needed a strong man's touch to pull herself together. She was not that kind of woman. He took his arm from around her shoulders. She felt him doing something at her waist. She realized he had her moving forward again through the blinding snow.
Prasad wants us to rope ourselves together. We have to keep moving. Jagannatha won't stop.
Okay.
On they pressed through the curious blizzard. It was like being inside a blender making a vanilla milkshake. Indeed, the snow fell so densely it felt like frigid liquid splashing against them. Anya spun. Without warning, the wolves were on them. A figure appeared, a leathered face grinning, holding a kukri at her head. Anya dodged the strike and hacked the gorilla across the face. She was jerked halfway off her feet as Pan, bringing up the rear, tried to block two more attackers from getting to her. With a quick slash, she cut the rope, binding them together. As one of Pan's opponents grappled with him, the other darted toward Anya. She saw his eyes widen as he caught sight of the blade she held. He ran straight onto her point. Still hoping Pan hadn't seen the weapon appear in her hand, Anya stooped to snatch up the kukri dropped by the man she'd just killed. She transferred it to her left hand and held the sword in her right. It would give her plausible deniability with Pan, at least. Abruptly, Pan brought a shin up between the legs of the man he grappled with, and his grip on Pan's knife wrist slackened. He then slammed the hilt into his attacker's face. Taking a step and driving from the hips, he hurled the man away from him. The man vanished into the churning whiteness. Then Pan and Anya were locked in a bizarre dance as men with big curved knives swarmed them. Anya parried and slashed and thrust for fur-covered bellies and hate-twisted faces. As best they could, they backed up along the trail. Prasad joined their fight without a sideways glance at Anya's unusual weapon. Lal appeared too, Enfield slung and kukri drawn to join the melee. Although the gorillas were determined and outnumbered the explorers, they couldn't outflank them on the narrow trail, especially once Lal returned. Red slush was building around their boots, and the slick rock footing threatened to send them after so many of their enemies. Then a man with a ferocious scowl and eyebrows and round, grizzle-bearded cheeks confronted Anya. She recognized Major Jagannatha himself. He swung at her with his kukri.
Why are you doing this? What have we done to you?
It's not what you do, it's who will follow. And then our land will no longer be ours.
Not at all fazed by her weapon, he hooked his blade over hers and pivoted hard to his left. The move torqued the hilt and levered the sword right out of her hand. It seemed to vanish in the blizzard, but Anya knew it had simply winked out of existence. Jagannatha tried to whip a rising backhand hack at her face. She blocked with the kukri she still held in her left hand. Jagannatha pressed her hard. He was single-mindedly trying to destroy her. With Anya fighting off-handed with an utterly strange weapon, he was going to win soon, too. Forced to focus totally on his whirlwind blade, Anya was unable to concentrate enough to call back the sword. Jagannatha was clearly a master of kukri close-in fighting. But she was strong, and her reflexes were quick. He pressed her back up the trail. It was mostly by luck she didn't take a wrong step and go over the edge. But suddenly, her right foot slipped. Her fall allowed Jagannatha to press his advantage. It also gave Anya a split second to grasp the sword. She thrust out. He caught himself like a cat and leaped nimbly back from the sword's lethal point. Despite the way her head swam, Anya snapped herself upright with a gymnast's quickness. Seeing what he took for an opening, Jagannatha closed quickly. His kukri swung down for her face, but she whipped her blade straight up. It sheared the descending kukri off, where its blade narrowed. By pure reflex, she wheeled into a clockwise spinning back kick. She saw his last look of angry defiance, then he dropped over the edge in silence.